Let's implement a search engine, or at least the front-end user interface for a search engine that allows the user to type in some terms and then search the World Wide Web for those terms. To achieve this, we'll use HTML's form tag, as well as a few others. Here in search.html, I've already gotten us started by opening and closing a few tags. So now here inside of this body, let's first define a heading of CS50 search to serve as a title of sorts in the body of the page. Let's then open up a form tag, and preemptively let's close it so I don't forget to later. Let's then define an input tag whose name shall be Q for query and whose type shall be text so that the browser renders this as a text field in the page. Let's then close this tag. Let's then insert a line break below. And let's now define one more input, this time whose type will be submit so that it's a submit button and whose value or label is CS50 search. Now we've defined this form, but we haven't specified to where the form should be submitted. Let's add two more attributes to be more precise here. First, let's specify on the form tag itself that the method via which this form should be submitted is HTTP GET. And let's specify that the action or destination of this form shall be https://www.google.com/search. Now, I know that URL exists because I've seen it for some time in my browser's address bar, so I'm simply going to refer the user to that URL for their search results. Let's now save, change the permissions on, and open this page. Chmod A plus R, search.html. Let's now open up Chrome, http://localhost/search.html. Not the sexiest of search engines, but let's see if it works. And there are some cats. Notice, though, that in the address bar is exactly the URL that I expected, but with a little something more at the end. If I zoom in here, notice that the URL is exactly as we expected, but with a question mark, Q equals cats at the top. Well, where did that come from? Well, because I submitted a form that had an input whose name was Q, our browser took it upon itself to add that question mark and then put that parameter's name, Q, followed by an equal sign, followed by cats, which is the value that I myself typed in. If there were more such parameters inside of the URL, the browser would have simply separated them by ampersands. But in this case, we have just one such pair, and that is provided as input to Google, much like a parameter is provided to a function as input, and Google then uses that input to search its database somehow and display a page of results.